Hey everyone, welcome back to the What's Up with Toronto Real Estate podcast. This is your boy Donnie Mangos, and I am joined with my significant other, my special guest, my one and only, the first lady herself, my wife Catherine. Say hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
It's a lame joke. It's so, anyway. This is our humor. This is our humor. We are dumb and dumber for sure, but huge fans of The Office and cringe jokes and stupid jokes and inside jokes. And if you are too, call me and pretend you're a character, and I will be right on with you. Anyway, so I'm bringing my wife in for conversations. I told you guys in the last episode that I was going to try and get her on a podcast, and she's resisted for a long time. So thank you for being my guest today, Catherine.
You're welcome.
We are in the comfort of our own dining room because if I had...
Are you recording?
I am recording. Oh. I'm techie. Just so you guys know, we just tried a second ago and I wasn't recording. So, booyah. And if we sound like we're speaking with things in our mouths, it's because we do have mints in our mouths, because my wife always makes bad breath jokes. And so just forced a mint in my mouth. Yours is bad too, okay? So shut up. Okay, I wanted to really talk about a couple things with Catherine. And you guys can see, like, firsthand what it's like.
Or here firsthand.
Or here firsthand.
Here.
Sure, whatever. I mean, I'm not that literal.
Yeah.
So, about just who we are and what we're up to and if you can relate and all that kind of stuff. Anyway. Many, many, many years ago, I was like many of you I talked about last podcast and kind of went through midlife crisis, only I went through it a bit earlier. And I realized I didn't want to do what I was doing. I wanted to get into something that I was passionate about, and that ended up being obviously real estate. And I made a decision, and I don't know if Catherine remembers, but we were together when I made that decision.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all.
So, and we had...
I remember after saying to you...
Oh, that's another story. I know where you're going with this.
The occasion that shall not be named.
So we'll talk about that another time. If you come back on the show. But in this case, what happened was we were in Ireland, and we were in a town called Galway, Catherine.
Yeah, Galway races.
Galway races were going on, which is like, for those of you that are not familiar with Galway, Ireland, neither are we, but there was like this big event.
It's like the Kentucky Derby, and it was massive, and we didn't know. We just drove up on the town thinking, oh, we'll get an Airbnb, or not even
this
an
Airbnb.
I mean, a rental.
Yeah.
And nothing was available. A B&B.
Yeah.
That's right. Anyways, nice.
So anyway, we were like, we ended up with all these people with gowns and hats, and us in our ripped jeans and stuff. And we were just having a few drinks, walking down the pedestrian streets. And I said to you, hold my drink. I'm going to go in this internet cafe right now. I know what I want to do with the rest of my life. And I went in there and I registered for the courses to get my license for real estate, so that when I got back to Toronto, I could hit the ground running.
Yeah.
That happened.
That happened. I don't remember that happening, but I guess it did.
So it did. And here we are now, some 13 or so years later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Glorious years, 13 glorious years.
13 wonderful, blissfully happy years. So what I want to ask you in this podcast is, wife, what are the top three pros of being married to a realtor? And then I want to talk to you about the top three negative things, cons about being married to a realtor. Let's start with the pros, because I'm always like talking about happy things. So right. Go.
You're putting me on the spot here. I haven't really thought about the pros. But I would say, well, one of them is like the wealth building aspect of being married to a realtor. Like, I don't know that I would have chosen to buy and take risks and do the things we've done if not for you. Though I will take credit for some of the purchases we have made. So I would say that's one big thing, is the building wealth aspect of life. Two, flexibility. Like, you know, I mean, I guess that comes with being an entrepreneur in general, but the fact that, you know, you can kind of do what you want on your own schedule and have this very super duper career and still pick up our kids after school.
I think you just like it when I come by for coffee once in a while when you're at work.
And you pick up the kids, which allows us to do all kinds of things.
Of course I pick them up. I love them. They're like my kids.
They are your kids. They're not like your kids, but they are your kids. Three, I mean, I think, you know, I would say you being in real estate, and maybe this goes hand in hand again with being in a very client-driven business, but, you know, we've met a lot of great people thanks to what you do for a living, who are not just your clients, they've become our friends, they've become, you know, some of the coolest people we know. And so that's a real bonus.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, like the network of people. It's hard to keep up with everyone sometimes, but, you know, we're fortunate, or you're fortunate, in that cool people find you and they become part of our family. And this might sound cheesy or I don't know, but it's the truth. So that's what I would say.
See, cool people find you, you said. Did you ever hear that thing, like attracts like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a nonstop, positive affirmation. You're my own Tony Robbins. It's really hard to live with you sometimes.
We look alike. This is true.
Yeah. No, he has hair still. So.
Why do you have to go to the hair angle? Like, why does it have to go? Why do you have to go? No, forget it.
So the three bad things. Well, say initially in your career, it was really hard dealing.
Hang on. I just wanted to just like absorb those three things.
Okay.
So property ladder thing. You think it's because I'm in real estate that we've, like, I would have done it anyway, I think.
Yeah, you're right. It's been, like, indoctrinated into you from your parents and your dad. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that's what I've learned being married to a realtor. Fair enough. So.
You get built-in education on the real estate stuff.
Yeah.
You can spot a deal better than anybody right now.
Yeah, exactly. It really works for my career, my own kind of career, too, because doing what I do, you know.
Doing what you do.
Yeah, doing what I do. It's helped inform some of my own research. So that's that.
Awesome. Okay. So the cool people angle.
Yeah, cool people angle.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all with that.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? Like, I would say at the core, we're probably, maybe you more than me, but I think we're probably more like introverted than we are.
You're extroverted.
I don't know.
I have very introverted tendencies. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm way more introverted than you are. Like, I get stressed. I have anxiety when you, like, meet new people and go into meetings, and I don't think you have that. And maybe you do have that, but you handle it much, much better than I do.
I don't have anxiety, but I also feel like, I mean, I love Netflix and chill as much as the next guy.
I think everybody loves Netflix and chill. Like, nobody wants to work.
I probably love it even more. I don't know. Okay. So then let's move on now. I want to ask you about the top, or the bottom three, if you will. What are the three cons of being married to someone as dashingly handsome and funny and articulate, but also a realtor? Like, what are those three cons? Top three.
You talk a lot. A lot.
Kimberly Lamb and Kyle, if you're listening to this, you can relate.
I mean, I think it's worked because our 5-year-old daughter's language development is, like, amazing. I think because you talk so much, but you talk a lot. And I think for someone who doesn't talk a lot, sometimes it's like overstimulation. But that's good. It works for you. You have to. You're always on. You're very busy. That's what I'd say. With all the things, with the Instagramming and the social and the business and the building and... You know, initially in your career, was very busy with, you know, kind of unregulated hours. Yeah. You're working all the time. The third one, you're always looking for a deal. So it's like, where are you going to spend our money next? Like, when's the next time you're going to come home and say we bought a house without my permission?
This has happened more than once, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's happened. So, like...
Can I tell you a secret?
Unpredictability.
I want to tell you a secret.
Okay.
About why that has happened.
Okay.
It's because if I allowed you to be part of the shopping process...
I know.
It would never happen.
It would never happen. You're right. It takes me a long time to make a decision. It's not something I'm proud of. But at the same time, I mean, I consider all the options. You know, that's good. That's good to have somebody, like, weighing the pros and cons.
The yin and the yang.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like if you're not moving, you're standing still.
Yeah. Exactly. Metaphor number, what's that? Affirmation number two?
I've got a bunch. So just
drinking game to
that. Yeah, follow along, guys. I'll put some memes up there and affirmations, okay? Register for yours today. Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for being honest.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, let's switch gears, kind of, and
kind of.
I want to talk about renovations.
Yes, renovations are just lovely.
Don't you just love renovations?
They're just like the best thing ever. People should do them all the time, because it's good for your marriage. It's good for your bank account. There's so many positives to it. Yeah.
How many renovations have we done?
Like a lot.
Major one. Let's say major ones.
I would say 1, 2, 3. So the kitchen, the basement, the living dining in our current house that we're trying to sell. So that was 3 big ones. And now, like, we're essentially building a house from scratch. So that's, like, a whole lot of renovations. So, like, 4 big ones. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You know what? I've been... So, by the way,
but you've been through it with your investment.
It should be a
properties.
We thing, because we own properties outside of those that you haven't talked about,
yeah,
or visited.
Yeah, they just exist.
And those are way bigger than in terms of scale than anyway.
Yeah, so you've been through like alone a lot, but
you know, that's another topic, because the renovations I've done on my own, I'll say on my own, though of course you were there with me in spirit.
Yeah.
And then the ones that you have control over, as she goes into her pack of gum candies.
Sorry.
This is audio. Okay. They've been very different. They've handled very differently.
Yeah, but that's because like one you're doing for an investment, you reno that very differently than what I've learned, than what you do to live in something. So of course it's gonna be very, very different.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. At the same time, whatever. I've experienced different angles to that. One's quicker. One's just like, this is what I want. Go. Another one has like a 17 calls a day.
The way you redesign your investment properties, like they all have a certain look. They all have like the same tile. Like it's all beautiful work in the end, but it's not like you're changing up the look of things every time you do it. So it's very easy. Whereas you go into a house and you have to think long term whether or not you're going to be sick of something.
For sure.
You know.
For sure. You spend more time thinking about stuff. Your details. I'm like, we said this before, you know, the 80-20 Pareto principle. I'm like 80%.
Yeah, number 3.
Forget it. Yeah. Okay. So 80%, I focus on the 80% stuff for sure. Like having make sure the house is straight and make sure the house is like foundation and all that. And you're like, but what color is the door handle?
Yeah.
So you focus on the 20%.
Yes.
And did you know that the 80% stuff takes 20% of the time and the 20% of the stuff takes 80% of the time?
Yes.
Pareto principle.
So...
Pareto, for those that are on Google right now.
You put up a link in your bio later.
How do you even do that? People actually update link in bio every single post?
Yeah, sometimes.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's hard work, Instagramming.
So, renovations put a real stress on a relationship, I'd say.
Well, especially when you're very different from one another. Like you said, your 80-20 principle. I'm details, you're big picture. So that's going to create a lot of conflict when someone... takes, you know, 3 weeks to decide what door handle she wants, and you're thinking, well, why haven't you moved on already?
I'm thinking tick tock when you hear that stuff.
Exactly. So
it's like, we want wood floor. Perfect. Let's get wood floor. Let's move on. Next question. And she's like, well, what kind of wood floor? What does the grain look like?
What kind of finish
will
it have?
How does it attach?
What's the finish on it going to be? What's the return? What's, I don't know.
Yeah. My guy is just, it's a wood floor. Yeah, it's good enough for me. Moved on.
No.
I can't wait to have to pick out the stains and stuff. Yeah, so
it's going
to
be fun.
It's just so you know, everybody, it's taxing on everything you do. It takes away. It takes over your life, though.
Yeah. Like, it'll be good once it's done so that we can create mental space for, like, the new thing in our life. Because it is something you think about all the time. Like, I don't want to be thinking about the way cupboards look. I don't. But I can't help but obsess.
Do you dream in cupboards now?
Yeah. Yeah, like that's what I look at. I would say 80% of the time is what are cupboards look like? Are they modern? Do they go into the ceiling? Are they built in? Whatever those terms are. I don't know. I don't want to think about that anymore. I think about other stuff.
I normally just think of what is it worth and what is it going to be worth? And have I made money on it?
Yeah, but I don't think you really care about the way things look. Like as long as they look good.
Yeah.
I mean, generally.
There's a good enough...
Yeah,
there's a good enough band that I'm okay with.
That you apply liberally to like a lot of things, like food, like clothes.
I am the leftover king.
Yeah, whatever. So that's a general philosophy where I'm more like in pursuit of perfection, which I realize is unattainable, but still.
You didn't hear the last podcast.
No.
Yeah. So
I don't think I've heard the last 15
podcasts. Yeah, so you've heard any of them. Okay, so let's... Have you noticed that people are doing renovations and they're either firing their GCs or the crew or starting lawsuits? Like, I'm seeing this everywhere I look these days. People that I know. Are you aware of this?
I mean, I think the drama of... I think it's just like... It's filled with so much conflict, finger pointing, you know, and I think, you know, somewhere in the process for everyone, they are going to fire or, you know, get, you know, screwed over, for lack of a better term, by someone in their design construction process. We've been very lucky. Like, our project has taken longer for sure, and there's been learning curves for everyone, but like, you know, our dude has our best interest at heart. But yeah, I've heard stories where people walk off the jobs, they take money, or they do something they say they're qualified to do, and then it's horrible. And these people have, you know, to get somebody else to finish the job, and then they're out for more money, and it's just, I don't know. It's right. Heartbreaking. That's why you have all these shows. Exposing all the various problems,
and that's why you have a career as well.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah. Anyway, I won't mention any names right now on air, but I haven't talked to you about it. There's some people that we know that have gone through some pretty like shitty scenarios. Kind of sucks. I mean, it makes you thankful that things are moving terribly slow.
Yeah, but at least our man won't. He could have like quit so many times because his project was really stressful and there's a lot of unknowns for him. And for us, and he could have walked off so many times, but you know, he's figuring it out. It's going slow. Like, yeah, for sure. You want to move in like what, 6 months ago, but you know, we're nearing the end.
We had a very, so the siding of the house is done now.
Yeah. The siding looks amazing.
For those that don't know, like we kind of document some of this, what's happening in imagery on Instagram at House of Mangoes. So you'll see what we're talking about if you log on there, okay? But you'll see some siding that we just finished up on the side of the house. It looks smashing, but it took a long time to get there. And it's such a small victory. I feel so good about just something.
It's so slick and done and beautiful.
Anyway, I look at the time. We got to go.
MOTL. More on that later.
MOTL is a thing? Okay, so guys, MOTL. This is episode whatever, and this is part one. So we'll do a part two. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, part two.
Pick it up. I don't know that we're like giving a lot of advice.
We have timelines. Like, we're never in the same place at the same time, and we have to kind of go right now because we have a deadline or something. So we have to bolt, but we're going to come back with some more. I want to talk more renovations with you.
Okay.
Because this is almost like, I feel better talking about it because we have time to talk about it.
It's like therapy because we never really talk to each other. So then
this is a lie. I talk to you all the time. Yeah. All right.
Talk at me. No, I'm kidding.
Peace out, Toronto and the world. Bye.
Ciao.